Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Andy Mackey. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you help us to be witnesses of your truth, of your love, and of your mercy, of the power of the gospel in the lives that we encounter today, in our co-workers, in our family, in our neighborhood, in our schools. We just ask, O Lord, that we might bring your truth and your love and your abiding presence to those we run into this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Recently, you've been hired as the web design guy for the diocese, kind of running the diocesan website. You've just started there, so if people haven't seen any change in the website, it's because he's just started.
Yes, thank you.
But your background is marketing too.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So one, why is the church's presence online so important?
I think that the reason that the church's presence online is so important is because for a lot of people, for those who are coming into the faith, thinking about the faith, one of the easiest steps when you're curious is to look online for things. And I think that seeing something that is dynamic, that is beautiful, that represents what this is about can get you excited. You know, one of my favorite, when I worked in secular marketing, my favorite analogy was always, how many times did you not eat at a restaurant because their menu or webpage looked a little weird? There's no correlation between your online presence and what kind of quality you put out. But to some people, especially more native digital users, younger people, it is. So, you know, you won't necessarily get food poisoning from, you know, a certain restaurant, but their website might imply it. So for the Catholic faith, we have the tradition, the history, we have the legacy of Christ's church on earth. And so to be able to have that to present to the world, why wouldn't you want to do it in the most dynamic way? And I think that that's the most important part. And it's part of the reason that why when I came into the church, I kind of left my old kind of position in the world to do this, because it was so important to me to have others the chance to experience this and to have these kind of professionals, you know, on God's team. So it was it's been quite an adventure.
Pope Benedict talked about a digital continent, you know, in the idea that it's very much like, say, the discovery of the new world, that there's this whole new, brand new continent in need of the gospel, in need of salvation, in need of the church's presence. And, you know, there are good, nice, old, reliable media, the radio included, television, you know.
Yes.
But there's this whole continent that, I mean, you know, thanks to, I think, Benedict's real emphasis on it, people have begun to, missionaries have begun to reach out. And of course, you know, Bishop Barron and some of those others are great models for that. But, you know, I think in one of Bishop Brennan's great passions is really the missionary outreach to this digital continent.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think you're being hired and brought on as part of this outreach that Bishop is kind of emphasizing. From your own experience with one foot on that digital continent and now one foot in the church.
Yes.
You know, how do you see the presence of the church kind of in that sphere, that new digital continent?
I think that the best way to do it is to give people the church, you know, and that's how I look at it. Is one of the first things I did. So prior to starting at the diocese, I worked at my home parish in St. Mary, Delaware. And one of the first things I did was go around and get photos of our parishioners being devout, being pious, showing love, showing helping one another, showing kindness. And then we started using that as part of our template for what we presented to the world. You know, you were no longer seeing idealized or old stuff. You were starting to see, like, I know that person. I know that relationship. And look at them. They're out here helping. They're out here praying over others. They're out here participating. Our churches are very beautiful, you know, in a lot of different ways. And they have that history. And one of the things that I always think about, even as a new member of the church, is every time I go into a church, I, in sort of that communion of saints way, I like to think about anybody that's ever been in that building and what their intentions were, sadness, joy, the marriages, funerals, the entire life of the church in that building. And then you sort of understand, you know, whenever you're doing this in marketing or you're working with creative and clients, you want to understand that. Well, for me, it's understanding the history of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to look in that and experience that and be like, I want to give people that. That's the moment. Because for Catholics, that's the important part of our faith, is that sort of that understanding, that unconditional love, that sense of bringing others in to worship. And I think that digital media allows us to really show off what we do special. And I think that it's an opportunity to reach people who maybe have dated views of what the Catholic Church is about. You know, we may be an old institution, you know, but we are not dated in any sense in terms of how we reach to people. You know, people, relationships are always going to be important to our faith.
And it, you know, it, I mean, using that analogy, which Benedict kind of evoked, is, you know, there was a cross-pollination, you know, so in, you know, Europe, in the old world, you know, they received such great things like coffee, tomatoes, you know, et cetera, you know.
Absolutely.
And certainly the old world brought that to the, brought great things to the new world. And it seems to me like that's one of the great missions of the churches. You know, the digital continent is a lonely continent.
Yes.
And it's a continent of isolation. And the church brings authentic community. And,
yes.
And this power of the incarnation that, you know, God has taken on flesh and is among us, and that we are not alone in our life.
Oh, absolutely. And it allows you to, you know, our church is so diverse in terms of where our parishes are located. You know, we are truly a universal church. And even in this diocese and all of our counties, you know, we reach all over from downtown Columbus to Portsmouth to Kenton to Holmes County. You know, we have a lot of different communities reflected within this church, and we all believe and pray to the same things. And so I think that being able to show people that the Catholic faith is universal and it's lasted for so many years because of that. You know, to your point too about the new continent, you know, and sometimes digital life can be just as dangerous as exploring mm-hmm. a new continent. You can run into a lot of things that are negative, that are depressing, that are, you know, anti-church. You know, there's a lot of opportunities. And I think that the proactiveness of the Catholic faith as online missionaries to going out there and meeting people where they are gives us an opportunity to show off that faith. There are a lot of people, I feel, that would really understand the Catholic faith more if they had more encounters with Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that by us going out into there, and, you know, Pope Benedict's comment in your work and how we're kind of approaching things with Bishop Brennan at the diocese, is we're going to meet people where they are. And the best way to meet them is to have that initial conversation online. And what I mean by that is, if you are curious, you're going to check out something. We have that ability now. It may seem a little foreign to people who are used to older forms of media, but how many times have you listened to this radio program and you feel like you know Father Adam, but maybe you've never met Father Adam? That's what the online presence of the church is. And for us at the diocesan level, it allows us to share the bishop's message with people who maybe live farther away. At St. Mary, our live stream is watched in over 60 countries. You know, they're not, you know, we have people referring to our Mass as a bucket list Mass, which I think is quite flattering, but it goes to show the power of that digital communication.
Beautiful. In kind of the last little bit of our conversation, the power of marketing and the need for marketing in the church. I know from your own story and the importance of beauty.
Yes.
In evangelization. And it seems to me that that's an excellent kind of connection. I mean, the church does need to market herself. We need to market the gospel.
It feels so strange sometimes to say that, especially as somebody who's had one foot in each world. I'll find myself, you know, we would almost consider marketing in some weird way evangelization in that sense. It sounds, you know, like marketing has that sense. And I would also say that for younger people, who have grown up in a world, you know, the authenticity of the church is what's important. Younger native users can tell when we're being marketed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell when it's a hello fellow kids moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the things that the church through beauty does is it doesn't matter if you're a lifelong Catholic, if you're a convert, if you're a nun, if you're of another denomination, another faith. Beauty is beauty. And the church has it in spades. We have so much beauty to share. And not only in our message, but in our works and in our story and in the story of saints. And I think that that's why the Catholic Church has such a large potential in the digital world, is that we can bring that to people and to share that story and to let people see who we are and what we believe.
And, you know, the church has always used arts, you know, in the proclamation. You know, we think of icon writing and painting. We think of architecture,
yes.
You know, all the great masters of art really to convey, you know. And even in our own, you know, the graphic designers,
know,
and using this art to present the gospel, even if it is things that maybe only have a half-life of 30 seconds or something
as
like
that. As long
as
it reaches somebody, you know, mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, you know, it's not comparing every social media post to the Sistine Chapel, but all it takes is that one connection. And in a world of noise, the church is the signal. You know, by having that post that allows someone to be like, oh, that's really interesting. Who is that person? What is that building? You know, we've all been there before where we start off on, you know, I'm going to quickly Wikipedia something. And at the end of the night, you're looking up Bill Murray's IMDb history. You know, why not that with the Catholic faith, with saints? It's one of the things that I work with confirmation classes. And I always bring that up, that that's a way that people can talk to you. You know, like you may start off thinking I'm going to pick this saint. And then throughout the course of it, by listening, there's so many resources available.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Andy Mackey. Thank you so much, Andy, for joining us.
Thank you, Father.
And until next time, peace and all good.